Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show, so be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set to stream the show. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, too. That's where you go to find the hula-hooping dog and the upside-down swinging frog and the falcon on the hang glider's feet. So very cool videos this week. Anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month. And that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. So Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the studio with us today, as usual. Sister Linda Rasmussen normally would be with us in the studio, but she's just recovering from a head cold, so she's stayed home and is on Zoom, so she's the big head on the screen for us here in the studio. Stacy's studio is empty because We've been replaced. She had to go to the Storm game today. It starts at noon, so she's, I'm sure, no doubt, on her way to the Storm game as we speak. And they are retiring Sue Bird's jersey today. So Stacy's a big fan and, of course, had to be there for that. So we'll think good thoughts for her. And she will be back with us in studio next week. And, of course, Nathan is here. And, man, he's been wearing out his track shoes today because phone's been busy. And he's been back and forth in this room and the other room and all over the place. So I think we have at least one caller. We've got two. So we still going to Bothell first?
We will. And we have Sue calling us on the line with her cat, Zoe. And let's go ahead and welcome her to the show. You're live with Martha, Nels, and Linda on Animal World.
Hey, Sue. Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
And what can we do for you today?
Well, I had a session with Nels about Zoe peeing and pooping all over the house.
Uh-oh. Okay. And Zoe's your kitty, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's been doing better using the box. In fact, she goes to the box on purpose and makes sure I'm watching her.
Wow. Wow. So that's good. Now, so did you actually work with Nels privately off the air?
Yes.
Ah, okay. And that made a difference because I know you've called in before for on the air stuff.
Right.
But the off air, I think you can do a more thorough and longer job that way.
Yeah,
it definitely
takes more time and we have to be more thorough. And, we have the opportunity for some high level focus to get the job done.
So. Well, isn't but what great news that it's making a difference.
Yeah.
So how long ago did you have a session, Sue?
I don't know, a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think it's about 2 weeks.
So it might be time for a tune-up.
Yeah,
because she did poop under the coffee table Friday.
Okay. Zoe?
And I want her to feel more safe and secure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so Dr. Nels is tuning into Zoe. Sue, shall I turn you over to Linda and let her give you a tune-up as well?
That'd be wonderful.
All right, Linda, Sue is all yours.
Okay, Sue, I'm going to have you think about a beautiful blue sky. And then I'm going to have you bring a person in your thoughts, somebody that you've actually been thinking about a lot lately. And if you've been thinking about more than one person a lot lately, just let yourself select one of those people and just focus on them for a moment. Does someone come to mind?
Yeah.
Okay, so just keep thinking of that person and be aware of how you feel emotionally as you're thinking about them. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of stable.
It's kind of a theme today.
Stable and the number 5. And your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking stable, 5.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking right at your forehead. Taking in a deep breath, holding it as long as you comfortably can, whenever you need to, letting it out, and then replacing that breath. Just keep repeating, thinking stable, and the number 5. Stable, 5. Stable, 5. And Nels is still working on Zoe.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking at the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing the person that's been on your mind back into your thoughts, noticing how you feel right now as you're thinking about them. And there's a little more to do, so continuing to think about that person, and then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of tranquility. Tranquility and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just letting yourself have a very nice, long, easy inhale and a very nice, long, easy exhale. Thinking tranquility, four.
All right, Sue, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right side of your forehead, taking a slow, deep in and out breaths, continuing to repeat the slow, deep breathing while thinking tranquility and the number four. Tranquility, four. Tranquility, four. And it looks like Zoe is complete.
Yes.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking at the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing the person that you've been thinking of back into your thoughts and just aware of how you feel right now as you're thinking of them. And that is complete. Good job.
Yay.
And your affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. All right, so a little extra work for Sue today. And Dr. Nels, you worked on Zoe again. What can you report?
Well, she did need some tuning up both sides of her body. We got that done. Let's see. I didn't find that I needed to do another, like with some of the other animals this morning, a direct feeling intervention there, like, uh-huh. You know, adding in the vibration, because the message I got was what Linda was doing for Sue was going to take care of that anyway.
Oh, excellent.
So that's good. What I would say, too, is, you know, see how this goes. If she just needed a little nudge to get back in the box, so to speak, that's great. It's possible she could just need, you know, some more tune-ups like we did before. So you feel free to drop me a text or an email anytime, Sue.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
All right, Sue. Thanks for calling in. I know we'll probably talk to you again next month, but call Dr. Nels in the meantime if you need to, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, Nathan, where are we?
We will be taking another Sue, actually, coming up.
Now, where it's a little early, but since it's the last hour, would you prefer we do ads now or take a phone call?
Might as well just do a quick advertisement break.
Okay, so we'll have Sue, the next Sue will come up. So it sounds like we're having a run on Stable and Sue's. So it's a Stable Sue Day. Okay, so everybody hang on. We'll take care of advertisers and we'll go to Sue number two next. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are headed towards the bottom of the last hour of this week's show, but we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Bothell, the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall, the community in Linwood, and the Ananda Farms. And boy, is the Ananda Farms up and running, and everything's growing. It's that time of year. And boy, they've had wonderful farm dinners. And the Prana Cafe was open. Oh, they posted some pictures of the crepes they're making up. Oh, my, it was just looked fabulous. If I could have twitched my nose and transported myself to Kameno, to the Prana Farm, a restaurant, cafe, I would have been up there for crepes. It was really nice. So you might want to check them out, AnandaFarms.com, AnandaFarms with an S.com. All righty, and then we heard Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his Healing Ministry for Animals. Remember, you can contact him through his website, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. You can do the fast track number one, which is, you know, he'll always talk to you for free on the phone, figure out what's needed and if he can help and all that good stuff. And then there's the other way that to join is to join the group. And then you get the do-it-yourself Rasmussen reset for free. So
right,
ends up only being $50. That's like real cheap. So I would take advantage of that. And of course, you can work with him privately off the air if need be. And let's see, other than that, well, and we've got, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just give us a call at, or send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, poor Nathan, he's just talking his socks off and running his socks off today and with the phones. And we're going to head to Redmond. We're heading to Redmond and Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hello, all three of you.
Hey.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Nels. All three of you have helped me in the past. Martha, I've listened to you for years.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to know, I don't recall you ever talking about how to handle grief when you've lost a beloved animal, in my case, a beloved dog. And Nels knows about this.
Oh, Sue, I'm so sorry. Do you want to tell us about your dog friend?
As Nels knows, his name was Barney. Mm-hmm. And he came into my life in a very special way 15 years ago. So it's very hard. I've lost animals and dearly beloved animals in the past and certainly beloved family. So I know the grieving process. But boy, it's hard all over again. And perhaps because I'm older now and a widow, maybe that's also a factor. But anyway, I just wanted to know how I know you've lost a, I remember not before Robbie, it was another dog that you talked a lot about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had, you know, a lot of heart, I call them heart animals. And of course,
you call it heart?
Heart animals, special ones, heart animals.
Yeah. This dog was very special.
Because I've had lots of animals, lots of cats, lots of dogs, horse, and all of that. Not all of them have been what I call heart animals.
Well,
you know, some of the animals we live with are just special. And I think Dr. Nels, I see a connection. You know, they're just a connection that's extra strong and extra special. Now, now that I'm thinking about it out loud here on the air, I suspect that those heart animals, maybe one of the reasons for that is because they've been with us before. And this isn't, you know, our first rodeo or being with them. And of course, I know, and I talk about these things freely, I know not everyone shares the same beliefs, but I'm kind of like Nels on this one. It's every cell. I know we live lots and lots of lifetimes. And there's an evolutionary process of the soul here on Mother Earth, and I don't necessarily need to go into that. But sometimes we just have stronger connections because we've lived more than one lifetime together. I know that all of the animals that presently share my life have been with me before in this lifetime. And I knew who they are and all of that. And many times the return has been conscious, but nonetheless with special ones. Now, I can talk about this all the time. And I'm the first one to say, you know, it's only the physical body that dies. The soul is eternal. But then I have to say, you know, knowing that only goes so far because we're human. And you still have to, you know, a lot of us, we don't just fall in love with the soul of that being, but we fall in love with that physical body there inside. Well, and you can feel the emotions stirring in me, going, losing and having to say goodbye. It's a temporary goodbye, and it really isn't a goodbye because they do stay around and, you know, and we do have the ability to communicate and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it still is probably the most difficult and challenging thing I've ever had to do in this lifetime. And for many years, I was not able to really fully grieve and feel my way through the process. And that can be a lot of the problem. You know, we aren't raised learning how to deal with emotions. And we tend to stuff and suppress them and live in our head because it's too painful to feel. Sometimes you feel extra a grieving extra strongly, it's because you really are opening your heart and you're feeling the grief. But if you haven't thoroughly grieved everything in your past from this lifetime, all of it comes up at the same time and it can be overwhelming. And I've had that happen in the past. But
yeah, I read that new grief often brings up old grief, and that's also as part of my feelings right now.
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, what I can share with you is that, you know, there's no way around this. You can't avoid the grieving process. And it is a process you need to go through and you need to feel. I get contacted a lot from people saying, you know, that's all I'm thinking about is my dog friend or my cat friend, and I can't do anything else. Well, you do need to think about it. And I often spend time especially when a passing is very recent. You know, I will look at pictures and remember and all of that. And it's important to let yourself cry and go through those processes. But it also is important to be able to pull yourself out of that to get back into your life. And I find, I'll tell you one, the best little book and primer that I've found that helps with grieving is called Good Grief Rituals. And it's written by Elaine Childs Gowell, Good Grief Rituals, and it's a little paperback. Now, it's out of print now, but I just had to recommend it to someone this last week, and so I Googled it on phone. There's lots of copies online, you know, used copies, and most of them are under $10. You can get a copy of Good Grief Rituals really easily. And it's one of the most simple books and explanation about grief and the stages you go through and all of that. But she gives you a nice little ritual to go through so that you can put the grief aside while you do other things and come back to it later. So that can be very helpful. I also find that sometimes connecting with the soul of your dearly beloved who's now on the other side can be helpful. And so, Sue, maybe you want to call us next week because Natasha will be here and we can have Natasha tune in and check on Barney.
I did have a private session with her just a few days ago.
Oh, okay, good. How did it go?
She was wonderful, as usual.
Okay, because I find, for me, it helps. Now, you know, Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, who was our animal communicator for many years on the show, she's real blunt. and she doesn't pull any punches. And if you talk to her about an animal passing, she's just always say, you know, they're always okay on the other side. Everybody's okay once you get out of your body because we're spirit first, you know, physical body second. And they're just all okay. But sometimes, you know, it helps to connect and really know and get messages from them. So I'm glad that you did that. But other than the good grief rituals and then just allowing yourself time to grieve and go through the process.
And Linda.
Well, and and yeah, I mean, the bottom line is this particular energetic healing modality, the neuroenergetic balancing, the bioenergetic synchronization technique, and the work that both Nels and Linda do with humans, probably if I could pick one thing that would be the most helpful to get through this kind of energy would be this.
Yeah.
That's why
she's here, because she wants Linda to talk to her now.
That's one of the main reasons I called in, was because, I mean, I wanted your opinion, Martha, and Nell certainly is aware of the story. And I've talked to Linda in the past, too, and I just thought she would be ideal to date, because I just can't shake myself out of it.
Well, how long has it been?
It just was a month yesterday.
Well, honey, that's okay. You're not supposed to be able to shake yourself out of it, okay? It is a process you need to go through. And you know, if you push the right buttons with me, boom, I can go right back and feel it all over again, not to the same level and so forth. But, you know, this is the process we go through, and we have to, and it might be 3 months or 6 months or a year that you still have grieving and grief to bring up. I know I had a client that her husband passed, and she was very aware of all of this, but the dog was having a problem, and that's why I was working with her. But I remember her telling me at the time, she said, I know I've got to go through this grieving process, and I know what I'm doing. I'm going through it, and I think it's going to take me 3 months. And she says, I just know it's going to take me 3 months. Well, and her dog was pooping under the table, which is grief, sadness, and anyway, so it was all related. And so I gave her techniques and all of that. And lo and behold, when she called me, she said, yep, dog continued to do what it's doing, but I understood it. And thanks to you for that. But I woke up 3 months later. She said, I woke up, and that day I knew I was done with the grief. I knew I had completed the process. By golly, the dog has been fine ever since. We've both been fine. So, you know, it could be 3 months, it could be 3 years, but it's a process, and don't beat yourself up for taking longer. It just means that you're human and you feel things in your heart, and that's what life is all about here on planet Earth, and I hope that's helpful.
That's beautifully expressed. Thank you, Martha.
All right, so I'm going to turn you over to Linda, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Linda, Sue is all yours.
Hello, Sue.
Oh, and by the way, anybody else who's grieving for stuff, you want to be listening and you follow Linda's instructions too, because surrogately you will also get a healing here. So I think we'll all tune in, Linda. We're all yours, Linda.
Okay, so we know that we've all lost deeply loved beings. And so we're just thinking of them. And Sue, you're thinking of Barney. And then we're just going to gently set whoever we're thinking of outside our thoughts to focus on the feeling of grief. And we're going to replace grief with the feeling of contented.
Contented or contentment, did you say?
Contented.
Okay.
Contented and the number 4. And this energy is associating very strongly with the energy of the heart. And if you can place a palm in the center of your chest, just to reassure and connect as you think, contented, 4. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right. So you're just rolling your closed eyes to the right, doing some very slow, gentle breathing in and out.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right. You're doing slow and gentle in and out breathing, continuing that while thinking contented, the number four, with your palm over your heart. Contented, four. Contented, four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, gently tipping your head toward the floor, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing Barney back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of contented.
So I embrace the feeling of contented. Now, I think that really shifted something, Linda, when after you were finished, I thought, well, before we started, when Sue mentioned Barney, you know, had a strong feeling of grief. And I was, but after you finished just right now and you mentioned when you said Barney's name, I was surprised. My lips curled up and I got a smile. So it shifted it for me, but I mean, is that touching me? I mean, because it shocked me. I was like, whoa, my mouth is smiling related to Barney. So I think Barney's happy that we're doing this.
That's what I hold that thought, that he is in a spiritual world and happy and running free and out of any discomfort that he has. So,
well, and that's, you know, hands over your chest. Yeah. That is the truth.
I believe.
I trust, we all trust. Barney is happy and healthy and feels fabulous because he doesn't have to deal with that old body anymore. Okay? And all of our dearly beloveds are happy and good.
That's the thought I hold on to. I hold on to that thought. And I also wanted to tell Nels that the last thing that he said to me was to put my hands over my heart and think, when I had these strong waves of emotion, and think peace, and it works every time, Nels, because
great.
I'm doing fine, and then boom, the thought will hit me, or I see something of his, or I walk into a room expecting where he always was, and I start to tear up, and then I go peace, and put my hand over my heart, and it works every time. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I mean, I do believe it.
Yeah, no, and I say the last heart loss I had was my PJ, and boy, that was a tough one. I remember I had taken videos of him just before his passing, and some of our little love sessions and all of that. And I would look at those pictures and I would watch that video and I'd do that over and over again and to processing the grief. And I just kept doing it whenever it came up until I felt like I didn't need to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Now I can look at those videos and it's not the same, you know. So you'll get through this, Sue, but it is a process and it takes as long as it takes. But yeah. Remember, I got Barney smiling on my face.
Well, and Barney, he was a Shiba Inu, and he had a smile. A lot of that.
Is that what that is? That's what I felt, is a Shiba Inu smile in my lips. I mean, the tips of my lips, I felt them absolutely point up.
When
so,
you said that made me really start to chuckle because he pulled his lips back so far, his teeth would even show sometimes, and people would say, is he, that dog smiling? I go, yes, he's happy.
Yeah, it's called a submissive grin. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, bless you, Barney. Yes. All right. So Barney's good. Barney's happy. Loves this. And, you know, don't hesitate to call Linda or Nels if you need them in the meantime.
And I say to Linda also that her little prayer about feeling contented, that also resonated with me, and I thank you, Linda, for that. And you've helped me in the past, too. So
wonderful. And how about the second Sunday of July? Will you check back in with us and let us know how you're doing?
Maybe so.
Okay. We'll look forward.
But anyway, thank you.
And call me off the air, too, if you need anything, all right?
All right, dear. Thank you, all three of you. You're really special. I've listened to you for so long, and I feel like you're friends. And Nels, I've met in person, so I know he's a friend, and I'm grateful.
You're part of our family, and we love you, too.
Thank you so much, all of you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. Well, I think we all need a break, so we'll take care of advertisers here. But we've got callers. One caller left. We ought to be able to do that because there's nothing new on current events, so we're in good shape. All righty, so stay right where you are. We'll all recover here. And Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are now winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful new pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins in the world, the new pro nuggets. And the dog supplement powder, you can get it in a hip and joint formula. I use just the original gold formula for Robbie because he gets another supplement with glucosamine and chondroitin stuff in it. But it's great for coat, and I've Robbie really has needed it in his older age to keep his coat in good shape, and I kept forgetting to order it. And I realized the other day, oh my gosh, I've got one dose left. I popped online to Amazon and I ordered it, and by golly, they must have it like next door to me because I had it like the next day. Okay, so the new pro supplements are easy to come by on Amazon, and the price is the same if you order from newprosupplements.com or from Amazon. But like I said, in this area, I got it the next day. So newprosupplements.com. And remember, I'm caught up as behavior therapist and trainer. I can come and work with you, and I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So give me a call. We'll talk about your dog friend and see if I can come and help you. And speaking of that, I think we are headed out to Mill Creek, are we not? And Jake
is on Animal World.
Hey, Jake. Long time no see. I was out at Jake's house yesterday. Are you with me, Jake?
I am.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, how's Max doing?
Well, he's doing good. We just keep doing what you taught us yesterday, and he's doing really well responding to it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Knowing you were on the line, I kind of filled Dr. Nels in on Max and what had gone on. But for everyone that's listening, I saw Jake and Sarah yesterday, and they have a new rescue, had him 3 weeks. His name is Max, and he's like a year and 8 months old, Maltese. Sad history in that a young girl apparently adopted or purchased whatever, him and his brother. Didn't work out with her, so she gave the dogs to her grandparents, and they couldn't handle them. So then at a year and a half plus, they took him to the Everett Animal Shelter. So Jake and Sarah wanted a dog, and they found these two. They wanted to take them together, but they both kind of had behavior issues. But the other, the brother, tried to bite him and so forth. And so the Everett Shelter people said, we don't think you should take both of them, just take the one. So they took Max. Well, Max now, he's really a sensitive dog and afraid of everything. Like, I think he was shaken the whole time during the session. And he's real clingy. And it's hard for, Jake and Sarah to sit and have any time to themselves because he wants to be all over him. And I think a lot of it has to do with the poor guy didn't get the training he needed, didn't get the socialization he needed. And he was with his brother 24/7. And then he lost his people and went to the shelter, and then he loses his brother. That, my gosh, I think his nervous system's got to be really out of whack, Dr. Nels.
Yes. Now,
I know you've been able to tune in to Max because I see you're already working. What are you getting from Max?
Yeah, he's definitely one of the key things I find on an animal that's got a lot of fight or flight is I'm sensitive, so I can really feel it. But sometimes people can feel it, who don't have the training. It's down just in front of the shoulder and the side of the neck. A lot of times you'll feel a big knot there. And he's definitely got one. I'm working on the right side right now, connecting that with a point that is just not quite his last rib. It's two ribs up from that, but it's way over in the side of his body. And I connected one a little earlier while you were talking. That was a little more forward of that. I haven't really figured out if there's particular correlations between like anxious states and whether I'm working on the side of the body versus like working way around to the back of the body right next to the spine. So far, that's not been a correlation I've been able to make, but he's definitely out of balance. That is for sure. And speaking of these anxious animals, I did work on one a couple years ago that can't remember what the name of that breed is. But anyway, he was older and had been separated from his owner of like 14 years.
Oh, wow.
And was now staying with a niece. And the niece was doing good, you know, caring for him real well. But he was just missed his owner so much. And anyway, that dog, it took us 4 sessions. We did Zoom calls, and I guided her to do the work. And we got that dog to where it was just fine. It wasn't scratching at the door when they left. It wasn't barking all the time when they left. And it wasn't clingy. It wasn't stuck to them 24/7 either. It was able to just go off and be in its own bed when it was time to lay down.
Okay, and so that was 4 sessions it took with that dog?
Yeah, that was.
And was that like a week apart, 2 weeks apart?
We did them once a week. Yeah.
Once a week, okay. Yeah. So, Jake, that's just kind of for you to know a similar case.
But in this case, this was a very old dog.
Yeah, this is a younger one. So maybe just, you know, a tune-up might be all that's needed to really help make a shift.
Right.
I'm pleased, Jake, that you're saying that you're seeing Max is improving with the way you're doing things now. And so this getting him reset and getting his nervous system in better balance, that should make a difference in him.
Yeah. Yes, Sarah did that trick that you taught her about not letting him jump on her, and
right. He
responded very well to it, and he just, yes, he was really worn out last night after you left. He fell asleep right away.
Well, you know, learning impulse control is hard work, and Max was one of those ones, and they're kind of in a big complex, and he'd bark at everything, all sounds and everything going on. And so the first thing we did is take the bark away and start teaching impulse control with that. Well, when you take the bark, you take the power. And the first place they go is more into their fear, thinking, oh, geez, can't defend us now. I'll probably die. So it takes a little while for them to get through that and realize they're not going to die. And controlling themselves and not barking and everything is actually a good thing, and they feel better. So he's still working through that process, but it can be exhausting to get there. But then also what can happen when we have dogs, we know their history, and then they're really clingy like that. Our tendency as humans is to treat them more like humans and to calm, soothe, and sympathize. Oh, honey, it's okay, and you'll be all right, and we love and so on. Well, by doing that with dogs, they don't really understand, you know, what we're doing in the language, and it acknowledges the fear, rewards it, and sets it deeper. So that's one of the things what Jake is referring to, is that whenever there was a little bit of stress, Max would jump up on Sarah and hold onto her leg, you know, like, oh, mommy, you know, I'm upset. And so we had to start stopping that. When he had a panic and I need my mommy, we had to say, no, you can be a dog, keep your feet on the floor, and the world is not coming to an end. Everything's fine. And that makes a big difference. It helps them learn that life is better than they think it is. And so Jake and Sarah are going to be pretty happy, jolly people for a while, because see, now that they're establishing their leadership and teaching Max some impulse control, then the two of them have to sell Max on the fact that life is fabulous and that everything's wonderful. And once the barky's under control, then they get to do jollies, you know, and they hear the neighbor walking down the hall. Woohoo! Oh boy, geez, there's the neighbor. Woohoo! Oh boy, there's the dog next door. Woohoo! So pretty soon, if they're good at it, Max will think all these things are really wonderful. But it's a process. But now, there's got to be a lot going on, Jake, because Dr. Nels is still working on Max.
Yeah,
and usually you're done by now.
I've actually had to do the same pair. I did it. I did another couple sets different, and then I went right back. I had to do that one again. So
wow.
I'm really stuck. So I'm working on getting unstuck here. And
Jake, would you like Linda to do a session with you?
Yeah, sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, well, let's let Nels, you keep working on Max. And Jake, I'm turning you over to Linda. He's all yours, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, Linda's.
Hello, Jake. I'm sorry, I was muted. I thought I was saying hello. So, Yeah, I'm going to invite you to think about blue sky, just relaxing blue sky. And then I'm going to invite you to bring a person into your thoughts. This is somebody you've been thinking about a lot lately. Does somebody come into your thoughts? I don't need to know who it is, just that you've got somebody to focus on.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So just keep thinking of them, allowing some awareness for how you feel as you think of this person. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of dread.
Dread.
And we're going to replace dread with the feeling of satisfied. So now you're just thinking satisfied. Satisfied and the number four. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. I'm going to invite you to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you continue to think satisfied for.
Jake, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left. You're doing slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking satisfied and the number four. Satisfied four. Satisfied four. And it looks like Dr. Nels is finished with Max, so
yep,
that's good.
Max is good.
Satisfied number four.
Go ahead and breathe normally, Jake. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward and looking toward the earth. And then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring the person that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete. Good
Yay.
Job. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of satisfied.
So I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And I don't know, Jake, did you hear Linda previously talk about what to do with the affirmation?
No.
Oh, okay. So, Linda, you want him to use this affirmation a lot coming up, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, Jake, either just silently in your own mind, keep thinking, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And when you think that, see if you can actually feel the feeling of being satisfied, like your body would actually have kind of a feeling. And it's also good to say it out loud. And if there's any image that comes into your mind that resonates, that makes you think of feeling satisfied, that is really helpful too. So like for me, sometimes the feeling of satisfied, surprisingly enough, is like seeing my bed made, which is something I don't do very often, but there's something about the smooth blanket and the pillow that make me feel satisfied.
Oh,
so
think of that.
Anything that would work for you, that would also be helpful as you just keep affirming in your thoughts and feelings, I embrace the feeling of satisfied.
All right. So unfortunately, we're out of time, Jake. And now I don't know if Sarah's around and if she would like a session with Linda. That would be helpful. But we have to leave at noon. We don't have any choice. So What you can do is tell Sarah that she can call Linda for a free session. And her number is 206-841-1992. And Linda will do a free session for her. Okay?
What was that number one more time?
206-841-1992. And if you need any more to talk about today or anything else, call me and I can talk to you once I get home after the show, okay? And have
Thank
Sarah
you,
call Linda for a free session. But that's all we have time for right now. So thanks for calling in, and I'll talk to you off the air. Dr. Nels and Linda, thank you. Nels, it's healingministryforanimals.com. Linda is Vertical Energy Worldwide, and a free session, 206-841-1992. Next week, Natasha is here, so it's call in with your questions for us or a personal reading with Natasha. And guess what? It's going to be 4th of July prep and how to get your dogs ready and everything you need. So we'll do 4th of July prep. You better be here next week. All righty, everybody. Thank you, Nathan, for running your little toes off today. And go storm. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.